This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for taking my call and listening to my story. I love your show so much. But anyway, I'll get on to my story. I'm a little nervous, and I wrote it down first. So in some areas, it might sound more like I'm reading. But I'll try to tell you. Sorry. Okay, let me pull it up. Okay, so my story took place around 1993-94. I was 18 years old and living in a small town in southern Utah. Living in a small town, we did small town things like entertain ourselves. One of the few but very popular options among the high school population was to drag Maine. This consisted of driving from one end of Main Street to the other end, trying to link up with friends or meet new ones, preferably a car full of cute boys. Main Street was barely a half a mile. I believe there was only two stoplights. My red Subaru hatchback was loaded full of my friends, more girls than seatbelts. We had taken several drags down Main and had struck out, so we decided to detour off the beaten path. There's a good chance we had Salt and Pepper or George Michael blaring from the factory speakers and probably some peach schnapps concealed in our soda cups, which could have easily been our deterrent. But we were determined to make a connection, so we left Main Street behind. We had two options. Number one, drive through the town cemetery and tell the story of the devoted cat that comes and sits on her owner's grave every night since she died. A story everyone in that town had heard a million times and has now become a rite of passage. So what you do is you drive slowly through the graveyard, and if you turn your lights on this particular headstone just right, it looks like a silhouette of a cat. Newcomers gasp, and the rest of us pretend to. Like I said, small town entertainment. Or there is the second option. Cruise the college streets, the heartbeat of the little town, in hopes to meet someone new who hasn't got the memo to drag Maine. So we opted for the latter and struck out there too. Damn Salt and Pepper. So we are finishing up our detour and headed back toward Maine for one last drag down Main Street, excuse me, before calling it a night. We were about four blocks away when we approached a stoplight, laughing about whether we had time to do a Chinese fire drill or not. And if you don't know what that is, it's when everyone gets out of the car at a red light and runs around the car and tries to make it back to their seat before the light turns green. Like I said, small town fun. And suddenly I look up from our shenanigans, and there in front of me were six men crossing in front of us in single file. Like, you have to understand, it's maybe 12:31 in the morning. It's just an odd scene. They were all in step and straight-faced, facing forward, same height, crossing from the right corner where a mortuary stood, which, in fact, that didn't stand out at the time. I didn't really even think about it till years later when I was telling the story about where it took place. So crossing from the mortuary side to the other side, which had a school bus garage on one side and the Baptist church stood on the opposite corner. So we were frozen, trying to make sense of what we were seeing. It looked out of place the time of night, or any time really. Something was weird. Our frozen observance was quickly broken with a friend ordering me to follow them. When the light turned green, I made a quick left turn to follow them between the garage and church. We rolled down our windows, laughing at the oddity, searching for understanding of this bizarre scene. Through our laughter, we could hear several of us questioning, "What are you guys doing?" Without saying a word, they continued marching in sync and staring straight ahead. We were met only with their profile of their six faces, which only piqued our curiosity further. So we inquired again and again. We were non-relenting. Then suddenly a response, but it wasn't what we expected. It jarred us. and froze us for a brief moment. As if in a choreographed move, they all quickly snapped their heads toward us, all six pair of identical eyes on identical faces, framed with identical hairstyles, coldly stared. It was like staring into a mirror that is facing another and seeing exact replicas of oneself repeating infinitely. But here, it wasn't my face, but another. And it, or they, shouted in unison, "Go away." Suddenly, another shout woke me from my shock and disbelief, this time from my back seat. "Drive!" Now on a side road, I was half a block away from what we just saw, and then I hear, "What was that?" Another voice from my back seat. "We have to go back. Turn around. Let's follow them. My friends are begging me to turn around." So of course, why the hell not? Nothing else to do. We are now only a small town block away. We flip around and headed back. We are met with a void where they once stood. They are completely gone. Dark street, nowhere. There was nowhere for them to go. No street lights, business lights, house lights, nothing. If they went into a building, the light would be on. No buildings to go into in that amount of time. They were just gone. We tried to make sense of it and drove along the cross street that separated the block. We had just drove down and nothing, absolutely nothing. Defeated and confused, our laughter had turned into shock and silence as we headed back to the intersection where we took the detour that lured us off track in the first place. We sat on the dark side street in silence, waiting, and this is where it gets even weirder. We're waiting for that red glow above to bathe us in green. The only sound was from my blinker, a steady sound signaling a left-hand turn. When suddenly, we felt it. It was tangible. It's giving me chills right now. The thought gives me goosebumps each time. Above us, it crept. Our heads snapped up collectively to see what could possibly be above us. We're in a car at a stoplight. There's nothing that should be above our car, but we felt it. It was massive. Massive darkness. Undeniable darkness. It was slowly just creeping and engulfing us in its depth, in its mysterious shadow. The blackness weighed heavily upon our innocence. Suddenly, green reflected from our terrified eyes, and we were released from the clutches of darkness. Before I had completed that left-hand turn, headed back to Main Street, to pick up where we had left off, we all were in tears, like full-blown, sobbing, snotting tears. We were shook, absolutely shook. No explanation, no answers, but real, undeniable, yet unexplainable fear. Fear that hit each of us the same. It made our skin crawl and our core shake and our eyes tear up instantly and made us sink into areas of our soul we never knew existed, seeking solace and an escape from the unknown. I've listened to many of your podcasts and your stories, and mostly just trying to make sense of that night. And I mean, both the identical single file men and also just that dark shadow that hovered above us. And I haven't heard anything quite the same. And hopefully someone listening maybe has an explanation or has something similar. But it was pretty terrifying and one of the most scariest things that ever happened and the most unexplainable. But thanks again for airing my story. I hope this makes it on the air, actually. Anyway, love you all. Love your show and continue the awesome work. Thanks again.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.